Hey, welcome into the latest edition of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show on 104.3 The Fan HD3 as the winter is nearly here, and we're talking winter sports as we kick off this week's episode. Thanks for hanging out with us on 104.3 The Fan HD3. My name is Tyler Mon, and pleased to be joined on this week's episode of the Pioneers Coaches Show by DU head Alpine skiing coach Jonas Rosanen. Jonas, it's so good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's definitely a little warm for us right now, but other than that, I'm excellent.
I was
No
going to say,
complaints.
it's got to be a little bit strange right now. It's been, temperatures, I feel like, in the 60s for the majority of what we would ordinarily consider fall or winter. Before we dive into this whole episode and talk some specifics, what is that like for you guys? I mean, obviously, there is some snowfall, some, resources in the mountains that you're able to use, but a lot of, manufactured things right now. How weird is it to be at this stage of the, the calendar in December and not really have having a full-on start to this winter yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's to be honest, it's been good for training. We've got a pretty good partnership with Loveland up there. So in terms of training, we've had some good skiing going, but in terms of snow volume and stuff up in the mountains, it's really sad to see. But we've been scrambling around and making the best out of the bad situation. So I think we are prepared going into the season, and it hasn't been easy, but I think yeah, it's been okay.
It's certainly a strange time, but at least, the ability to practice and do all of that is there. And we're going to talk about that, getting set for the kickoff to the season in early January. But first, we're going to get to know you a little bit. We've had a couple of conversations, but for Pioneers fans who are tuned in for the first time, Jonas, take us through your road to DU. This is season number five, but you've got, your collegiate roots in this region in New Mexico. Take us through the pathway to how you arrived at Denver.
Yeah, I mean, I went to, like you said, I skied for New Mexico from 2011 to 15, and graduated from there. And then after that, I skied professionally a couple of years till 2019. Did a couple world championships and dabbled with some World Cup and Europa Cup skiing, and no Olympics, unfortunately, but everything else. And then I retired in 2019 from professional ski racing and came over to the US. MR and I got married in the spring of 2019, and then I coached at Eldora for a couple years. And then when my predecessor left, I was in a spot where I could help out in the spring, and then we applied, and here we are at DU. So it's definitely hasn't been a straight road, but I don't think anyone's roads are straight. But it's been a journey, and super excited to be here. And
You mentioned MR, your associate head coach, your wife as well, and you're on the Alpine side, on the Nordic side. We talked to Eliska Albrechtsen a couple months ago, and for Pioneers fans who are not in as tightly with the skiing programs, I feel like two things about skiing if you're a Denver fan, that you got two different styles and that you win national championships a lot. For the casual fan, the difference between Nordic and Alpine, break those down for us.
I mean, just in terms of other sports, I would say it's like Nordic is more like a marathon runner or a marathon runner, and then Alpine's more of a we're more sprinters. In terms of just basic casual day language, I think Nordic skiing's long and a little boring for me. It's different, and then Alpine skiing's a little more maybe for the lazy person, the adrenaline junkie, and stuff like that. But I mean, with that being said, I love going to Nordic races, and they are usually the ones that bring home the cake for us. So we love those guys a lot.
Well, going into season number five, the team right now, you're in Aspen, Steamboat Springs, the Holiday Classic, the Murphy Roberts Holiday Classic, a big deal up there. Take us through what this point in the calendar is like for you.
Yeah, so usually we're up in the mountains if there's a little bit more snow,
Yeah, if
but
there's
we
snow.
just exactly. So, but we just got off of our first race series up in the girls were at Copper, and the boys raced at Beaver Creek, and so we could kind of match up to see how the preseason's gone and who's skiing good and get those cobwebs off of the race day and then we get a couple days of training and then we'll head up to Aspen to do the Holiday Classic GS and then the Steamboat for the oldest and best fist race in the country, the Holiday Classic Slalom Race Series. So.
You've got your own experience in this event as well, from back when you were in your competitive days. Tell us what that experience meant to you.
Yeah, I mean the Holiday Classic is such a special event, and I mean I'm a little biased. I did fairly okay during my race time, and Amar is a champion too. So we do like to go back and show the kids whose names on the trophy and stuff like that. But no, it's such a cool event up there, and they do such a good job. The whole town comes in and watches, and you feel like it's something special. So. That's why we like to take the kids up, and especially with the new athletes that we have, it's a good opportunity to see how they take the pressure and what kind of race horses we have. So,
What is this stage of preparation like for your team getting ready? I mean, obviously it's sort of you're narrowing the scope into actually kicking this thing off for real here over the next few weeks. But you've been at least getting a chance to practice somewhat since late October, which is a little late for you guys, but still earlier than pretty much everybody else in the country. What has the last 6 week stretch been like?
yeah, so typically we would have just trained through and maybe dropped the volume down and focused more on going fast and stuff. But and we've definitely been doing that. But this year we've just been scrambling to go, Loveland here one day, and then we'll go to Winter Park, and then maybe a little Copper Vale action. So, but I mean it's pretty normal right now. We're just fine-tuning and finding confidence, and I think the biggest thing for skiers is just to, trust the preparation and know where you are and trust yourself, be yourself, and ski fast and have fun with it. So.
You've got an athlete on your squad who has had a lot of success in these early season events, and not just one, but Sarah Rask is the one I'm talking about, who is a defending champion back-to-back years. For somebody like that coming into a season like this, to be at a stretch where, as a grad student coming off the success that's already been put on the resume, what are the steps forward for some of your veteran athletes and what they now look for going into 26?
Yeah, I mean, I think specifically for Sarah, I think we've been really pleasantly surprised and happy of how motivated she's been this fall and how she's been pushing the younger athletes and how they've been pushing her too, and in the gym and on the slopes too. So I think it's been really fun. She definitely has to bring the spice if she's gonna, stay ahead of the younger girls but overall, I think the whole squad's been motivated and they've been ha having fun. We've been talking with MR. We feel like there's something special brewing here. And so we're really excited to go into race season here.
What are the things you utilize when you're not able to get on snow yet? Your preseason training stuff, your team building stuff. How, especially with new athletes coming in, how do those team chemistry moments come together for your program?
So we typically try to do a team bonding weekend up in the mountains where everyone gets to know each other and especially blend in with the Nordic team a little more. And then in terms of, getting to know each other, we try to keep dry land more as we try to play as many games as we can. So we play soccer and hockey every Thursday. So those are fun. And you kind of see the competitiveness and who brings it there a lot. And then, I don't think any of them wanna lose in a whole lot of things. So I think in the gym they push each other and we can kind of see who's got the extra fire going there too. So those are usually where we see kind of what we have going into the season.
Well, we've talked a little bit about some of your returnees, your veterans. Tell us about some of your newcomers and the thing that excite you about your young athletes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the two girls that we brought in this year are they're strong, technically strong, and there's a lot of cool pieces. They all have like these turns that were like, holy moly, this is going to be super cool. And then obviously they're still young, so there's a couple dodo brain moments here and there, but
I still
I
have
think,
those too, so
yeah, it's exactly same. So, but it's expected, and I think, like I said, it's something super cool, and they have time to grow. We have a really big senior class this year, so they can, grow into their shoes and not stress about, potentially like contributing straight away. I know they will, but there's no stress to, come out and do something crazy.
In so many sports we hear about the progression of collegiate athletes as like, oh, sophomore to junior year is the biggest jump. Freshman to sophomore year is the biggest jump. With your athletes, what do you see as far as the acclimatization process? Because it's different from, being out on the floor in basketball or on the ice in hockey, where you're going against other athletes of a similar caliber who might be older and a little bit more developed in contact or in going one-on-one. From the skiing standpoint, where do you see that progression happen most for young athletes?
I think it really depends from athlete to athlete. Like we tend to recruit a little bit older. The past 2 years, we brought in a couple younger athletes. So in terms of like history and what we've seen, it's usually when we bring someone in, especially from Europe, they're really fast in the beginning, and then maybe they get a little bored, and then they get super excited for the final season again. So, and then with the young athletes, it's moving away from home and being alone in a way. So I think there's a big learning curve there. And then but we'll see. We're super excited to have a couple younger kids on the team, but typically I'd say that the first 2 years are really good, and then a little dip, and then everyone's super excited either to get out of here and get rid of us, or they're just seeing the end of the tunnel in terms of skiing, and they want to get the big push, so we'll see.
We're going to step aside for a timeout, but we're going to bring it on back and talk a little bit more about this. We'll talk about this year's teams, the schedule ahead, and a whole lot more with Jonas Rosén, the head coach of Pioneer Skiing, on the 2025-26 calendar. Things will open on January 4th officially, as the Alpine skiing season kicks off. We're almost to 2026. I don't know how. Pioneer Coaches Show continues next on 104.3 The Fan HD3.
Planning your financial future can be overwhelming and confusing. So let the experts at JFG Family Office help guide you to your financial goals. The team at JFG Family Office believes in increasing transparency, lowering fees, and striving to achieve better outcomes so you have peace of mind when it comes to all of your investing needs. Contact JFG Family Office at jfgfamilyoffice.com to get started on planning for your future.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Continuing along on 104.3 The Fan HD3, it's the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show, and chatting this week about the 2025-26 calendar for Pioneers Alpine Skiing with the head coach of the Pioneers, Jonas Rosén. And Jonas, we were talking before the break about young athletes. And the thing that's so interesting about the skiing world in collegiate athletics is it's somewhat similar to hockey in that you're not oftentimes utilizing athletes who just graduated high school 6 months ago. You can take some gap time, you come in a little bit older. What is the recruiting process like as a coaching staff?
I mean, I think we've got it dialed now. It kind of depends on what pieces of the squad or the roster we're losing every year. So we kind of just plug and play in a way where, like last year we didn't have that many athletes graduating, so we didn't need to find too many pieces. But going into next year, we're graduating eight, and so we have a big job ahead of us. But typically, we try to bring in athletes with Europa Cup, World Cup experience, and then match them with some local talent, and the local talent's getting better as we speak. So it's I think we're gonna not have that hard of a time finding a good squad for next year.
This year's team is a little bit stabilized in that, especially on the women's side, you've got six returnees from last. How much of an asset is that for you as a head coach, knowing that, you know, and next year could be a challenge in this regard, but you have so many athletes that you've worked with for a while who, you know them, they know you, they've got the culture established, and that obviously translates really well when you have young athletes coming in, but they're not the overwhelming majority.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is our first real group of athletes that we recruited and that we've brought through the four-year process, and I think we have found the same wavelength, and the culture is definitely where we want it. Is it there every day? Questionable, but for the most part, it's strong, and I think we're really happy with where we are as a program right now. And just bringing in new athletes into this environment where we feel good about, we can bring athletes in and they can grow into this program and not have to worry about too much about where we're going to go. So
we mentioned Sarah, two-time defending national champion. But this year, it feels like you have so many different options of, you know, who could be a leader on any given day, who's going to have, you know, a personal best day. What excites you most about this year's groups on the women's side and the men's side for you personally as their coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the women's side, especially, we got, you know, six, seven, eight girls that can compete and can win. So I think, you know, Mia took a big step in slalom and GS this summer, and Leave's obviously doing Leave things, so we're not too worried about there. And Nicola skied a bunch this summer, and then the two freshman girls are going to come in and contribute. And then on the boys' side, I think a lot of them came in, you know, motivated going into the summer and did a lot of good work. You know, Pietro took a big step in slalom this summer, and Christian came back with the swagger he was kind of lacking last year. So we're excited to see the boys come and perform to a standard that they're expecting and what we're expecting too. So I think it's going to be a really good year.
One of your athletes who is most interesting to me is Thomas Hoffman, because when you look at a guy from Manly, New South Wales, you don't really think, oh, he's going to be a skiing star. That's for anybody that is a beachside community outside of Sydney. It's one of the most legendary places in Australia. What about his development has been most interesting and most exciting for you to watch? Because it's somebody who comes from, when you see, you know, athletes from Sweden and Finland and Switzerland and elsewhere, you think, well, that makes sense. Even, you know, in Australia, in the skiing areas, it's not quite the same as developing here or in Europe. What about Thomas is most interesting to you?
Yeah, I mean, Tommy's he's an interesting cat. You know, you don't really know what you're going to get each and every day, but somehow he figures out to perform, and he's definitely been a big part of this senior class, and he's growth over these 4 years, not just as an athlete, but as a human being. And he definitely came in as a boy, and I think he's walking somewhere between the line of potentially becoming a man here shortly. So it's been super fun to see, and he's a great guy, and we're super happy to have him on the team.
What about 2026 is potentially different given the fact that it's an Olympic year? I mean, you know, obviously just from the excitement of, you know, having that stuff going on while you're in season, you're around your team, you're around your coaching staff. That's really cool. But is there anything that feels different in an Olympic year versus, you know, what the 2024-25 season would have felt like?
I mean, in terms of us, I don't think it's that big of a difference. We just try to provide our athletes with our student athletes with the best possible everything they can have. And we are excited. Christian's going to go to Cortina Milan or Milan Cortina and ski for Brazil. So that's super awesome. And then we're hoping that Leave has a chance, and maybe Tommy would have a chance as well. So, but for us, Olympic season doesn't really change the game that much.
Well, let's talk about your season then. You get things kicked off in January, and the structure of the schedule obviously is different than what maybe Pioneers fans are most used to. Take us through, you know, sort of what scheduling is like for you all, and you know, the travel process. You're fortunate in that so much of it is relatively close to home, but take us through what the skiing calendar is like once we get into 2026.
Yeah, so we're going to go and do some NORAMs right after New Year, and then the college in Mont Tremblant in Canada. And then the college season is going to start at Eldora and Loveland January 12th, I believe. And then we're doing, so typically we try to do a block in Colorado, a block in Utah, Montana, and then we'll either do, now with Reno back, we'll do Reno or Alaska, probably depending on from year to year. So everything is pretty close. I mean, it's not really close. We drive Sprinter vans from, you know, here to Utah, Montana, and then potentially to Reno as well. And then just because we have so much equipment to lug around that otherwise I don't think the business office would be super happy if we started flying everywhere. So
that baggage cost adds up
correct
very quickly. Jonas, from your background, your career, your life, what is the coolest place that you've gotten to compete or coach? I mean, all over the globe, obviously you've got a lot to choose from, but what is a place like, if you're, you know, writing an autobiography someday, a place that you're going to be most romantic about having gotten a chance to be?
I mean, obviously, you know, growing up in Finland and getting to race World Cups in Levi special, and then getting to race Kitzbühel and Schladming and all of that is special. But I don't know. There's something with this Holiday Classic up in Steamboat with the whole town over there. And for me, I was never the strongest or fittest guy, so the hill's short enough where I could actually ski the whole way down and give it my everything. So that was super special. So yeah. But all those places are, I'm very fortunate to be having to do all of that and seeing all these cool spots.
How cool is it making the connection to, as somebody who grew up in Finland, you know, you learn the skiing community in your country and then getting to do it collegiately here, getting to be part, like bridging that, you know, those communities. How cool are those connections to, you know, share something that you love with people all over the globe? And it's like, you know, it's slightly different here. It's going to be different than what you grew up with in Finland. It's different than, you know, what Tommy grew up with in Australia. How cool is that for you to have gotten experience in so many different areas?
Yeah, I mean, it's super cool. I think, you know, college skiing is special in that way, especially out west where we, you know, there's not that many teams, so everyone kind of knows each other. And you know, I think a good example, MR and I did a little vacation this year in Switzerland, and we could go hop around from friends who we met through college skiing, so we don't have to pay for any hotel rooms or anything, so it's
that
super
is so cool.
And then now we have friends that coach on the World Cup circuit and clubs back in, you know, Sweden, Norway, Italy, all over the world. So when we're recruiting, we heavily rely on our friends in all around the world and see who these kids really are. But it's special.
That's so awesome, man. Well, final point for you. You got about a month, a little less than a month to go until you get started in the full-on sprint of the regular season. The things that are most exciting to you, I mean, for this last four-week stretch, really two-and-a-half-week stretch until you get started with your very first stuff, what excites you most about finally getting to close in on getting this thing rolling?
Yeah, I think mostly we're excited just to see how our athletes are going to perform. And like I said earlier, I think we have something special in this group and just to get going and get the kids racing and for them to enjoy it and have fun and for us to just see how all the hard work the athletes have put in the fall will hopefully pay off. And and then hopefully in March we can stand on that podium as high as possible. So.
Well, pretty awesome stuff. If you have not gotten a chance to check out a Pioneer skiing event, you can go to denverpioneers.com, find the schedule. So much within just a couple hour drive at Denver. And Jonas Rosanen, the head coach of Pioneers Alpine Skiing, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the last couple of weeks before the start of this whole thing and enjoy the holidays. And we'll be talking soon.
Awesome. Right back at you and go Pios. Here we go. Come on.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
Thanks,
Jonas.
man.
Wrapping up this week's episode of the Denver Pioneers Coaches Show on 104.3 The Fan HD3. We'll talk to you next time.